Hi guys, and welcome to the second edition of the Nathan and Dan Show.
Yep, here we are.
Here we are. I would say this will be the third week of March. It is, and the coronavirus has been declared a pandemic.
Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, we didn't start this with the intention to be talking about this sort of stuff.
Absolutely not. It was supposed to be lighthearted.
Yeah, man, it was supposed to be a lot of fun. But this is moving fast, and to the point that, I mean, only a few days ago we were at an industry event. People were joking about it, right?
Yes.
And now we're at a point where this is getting very serious, as we're seeing everywhere.
Yeah, so we were at a industry event last Thursday.
Yeah.
My phone's going off. Now, so we were at an industry event last Thursday. One of the jokes that was around was obviously some major sponsors pulled out.
Yeah, and then we were joking whether we should even shake hands.
Correct, yeah. And it wasn't you know, joking and tend to say bad things about those men. It was more...
Lighthearted.
It was lighthearted. Yeah. They were, essentially protecting their staff, and I would too, right?
Absolutely.
As every day unfolds, new things are suggested. And then,
by coincidence, 4 days later, it's NAB were the ones that had to almost emergency evacuate. So I know that the banks are ready for this stuff, but they still have people going to the office. And then yesterday, whether it was a staff member or someone in the building, was confirmed with the case of COVID-19, and it was everybody get out right now. Don't go to your laptop. Kind of thing, as if it was a fire going on.
Yeah, and we see that in schools. One person gets tested, boom, the whole school shuts down.
Yeah.
Just before I sat down, I told you one person in my own office got tested, and this is in the Sydney office. We're in Melbourne, so we're relatively safe for now. but let's talk about the scary first.
Sure.
And then let's talk about the practicalities, right?
Yeah, and then also maybe a bit of day-to-day for what we do know. Again, stuff's changing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, obviously, I work for a fairly large fintech brokerage that specializes in the SME space.
Mm-hmm.
So, what we're seeing there is that, there's just a lot of business that's coming through from businesses for what we call working capital, for you guys outside of the industry, it's called cash flow funding.
Yeah. So that's basically businesses battering down the hatches, getting ready for money now.
Yes.
In case things get really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need to look any further. I mean, just from listening to this, but you just walk outside the street right now. The cafes are sort of empty. My office is around the corner from the Grave Street, and as you know, that's a mecca.
It's packed at all times.
It's not packed now. Yeah.
Well, I mean, just before you and I jumped on here, Scott Morrison was addressing it and doing the things we'd expect, which is to try and tell people to calm down and whatnot. But at the same time, you can sense it there that this is going to be a change. And as he mentioned, it's going to be a change for a couple of weeks. It'll be very weird for the first couple of weeks, but this is months of change.
Absolutely.
In just the way we go about everything in life and what that impact that has on our business. So the government are going to try and do things too. Obviously, they're going to have to. They can't let the country just fold.
No, I mean, it's one of the... can't make the country panic. I mean, we're already panicked already,
absolutely.
Right? Look at the toilet paper issue. We laughed at that last time.
Right, exactly. Yeah, well, I joked about it last time. We can't joke about it anymore.
No.
The worry with the panic thing is we all have this probably deep down inside. We can muck around and do the things on the surface.
Mm.
What we're all really scared of is how the hell are we going to pay our bills in the future, right?
Absolutely.
You're seeing that with people applying for some cash flow funds or cash flow already.
Yep.
We're seeing that we do a lot of people in the nursing space as well. So casual workers, they're going to be the first to go.
They're the first to hurt.
Absolutely.
Mm. And it's actually kind of insensitive for some politicians to think that, these casual workers would be putting something aside on a rainy day. That's just not
literally paycheck to paycheck, whether you like it or not. And then even down to our own staff, they're saying, okay, well, yeah, we trail in our industry obviously means we've got some money coming in, but there's versions of this where trail stops. You know, banks, there's versions in their clause that they don't necessarily have to pay in certain circumstances.
Mm.
So if that gets exercised, then obviously our staff keep going, and then the flow-on effects of that. And that's just one industry there. The bigger worry is, okay, they will come with some measures. Will it be like France where they freeze bills?
France and Italy.
I see that as probably, it's very easy and naive for me to say this probably, but I see that as a pretty quick fix, and why not? At least take that for now while we figure things out. There's a lot of whispers around APRA speaking to banks about freezing mortgage payments.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be a blanket thing, clearly. How how do you do it for just homeowners, or do you have to prove it? Nothing's going to happen quickly, and nothing's going to be perfect the first time. Mm. So we just need to be aware for our clients or for the general population that everyone's going to be worried, and that's okay. And yep. I think the worst thing you can do right now is try and be the expert, just be transparent in the case of, none of us know, so let's exchange some opinions and let's keep the conversation going.
Absolutely.
And that's whether you're speaking to a client or a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's talk to the practicalities of it. So obviously, like I said, industry is going to get hit, employers is going to hit, then obviously the individual, which comes down to home lending, cards and everything and so forth, right? So I'm going to assume that on the home lending side, people will be rushing to top up to have that rainy day.
Yeah,
money,
we've seen a few things already. We've had a few people come back to us and they tried to be a bit opportunistic after last week's auction results. Results last week were still quite strong, but they saw a few things go slightly under where they may have gone maybe 2 weeks ago. So a few people come back to me after the weekend and say, hey, let's quickly go and get approved now. I'm going to try and make the most of this. You've got that. You've got the other side. People who are finishing off their refinances are going to go through with them, probably just leave it at that. People coming for top-ups, absolutely, getting some money in place. And then you've got the other side of people that are just really worried about what they could do going forward and then how it's going to move. We've already seen on the Finance and Coffee page the version I put up where valuer mentioned in their comments that they did speak to the person they're going to go on value, ask them questions, they were okay with go doing the inspection, valuation came back and fine. But we've seen the other side where we've already seen valuers start to put in their comments that this is a market risk. Now that's a bit yuck. I don't appreciate that as a person. But I don't necessarily blame them either. I think it's a bit early to put that in right now.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily
wrong,
right? It's not helpful.
I also see, and it's a potential thing where, tenanted properties that needs to be valued and they won't let the value come in because the value is a stranger.
So someone did put that up on the site as well.
Yeah.
So what that's going to mean is that some stuff's going to happen that's going to slow some things down or cause people to pause, whether that's just because they're too scared, whether they've got better things to worry about. I mean, our inquiries dropped off dramatically because people have better things to worry about. That's fine.
Yep.
I think the one thing I want to tell people to, this is going back to the practicalities, don't consider it lost business or lost opportunities. Consider the fact that we're all going through a bunch of weird stuff right now. So work with people, keep the conversation going. Use that as a chance to say, hey, that's fine that you don't want to go through with the purchase, you don't want to guarantee your kids as a family guarantee or whatever else that people are considering their lost opportunity right now. And consider it a nurture, consider it a pause and say, that's fine, I agree with you. Let's all see how this unfolds. Let me speak to you in a couple of weeks.
I don't actually say it's a lost opportunity, and it's really more the way that a broker should speak to a customer, and even the general public should actually see it themselves.
Yeah.
You need that money sitting there in the rainy day, because most people, just like a business, are sitting almost probably two months out of
Absolutely.
Being homeless,
yeah.
right? So if there is any time to get money right now to actually set an offset,
go for it
right now.
I agree
right?
with you.
What I do need to caution is obviously for the general public as well as brokers to look at turnaround times.
Yeah.
Right now it's not about the rate.
No.
Right? So it's rates is irrelevant now because... Or cashback is irrelevant now because it's really about timing.
Absolutely.
You need this done quickly, you need this done to sit there because we don't actually know when this country is going to be shut down.
How long
that's going to last. I mean, if you look at it, is it Venice? I heard on a documentary the other day, Venice is anticipating they won't be open again until September, August, September, right? So
that's a long time.
That's a long time to be sitting there worried. So,
idle time on your hands, stressing out.
Yeah, I mean, you're stressing out trying to get toilet paper. So let's be, help the customers and as well as, to actually have that money there because you're going to need it for something.
Yeah.
Right? So.
And again, I mean, if we are stuck at home, and we will be for at least a certain amount of time, right?
Mm.
So start setting yourself up. You don't have to be the biggest technology whiz. You don't even have to get it right the first time. But doing nothing to get understand is the worst thing you can do in everything.
Absolutely.
So we want to reiterate that. So at least try it. don't consider it lost, don't consider it gone. Mm. Consider the fact that if you've got to keep the conversation going, because anything that does come into effect from the government to help out will help you and help your clients. And then, how are we preparing? One of the other things, and I kind of touched on this in the video yesterday, I think you and I spoke about this as well. This won't be the last time this happens. With the way people move now, the way population is, the way viruses are, and everything around it, this won't be the last time. So, what are people going to need when they go into lockdown? A house that they're quite happy in. This might actually bode longer term good for good property. Okay, it might not mean great investment returns in the short term. Okay, but if we're housebound, you want to be comfortable, you want to be in nice property, so people are still going to want to buy a house. It might not be right now, and it might not be in 3 months' time, but this is going to mean all of this needs to keep going on, keep happening, keep going forward. It's this real short-term bit of uncertainty that we all need to manage and help each other through. So look, I've got a few ideas about how we can help each other. I mean, the conversations online, it's always, you're going to be doing it with a bit of fear, but keep those going. I think you and I might, we'll probably do more of this and open up discussion. Mm-hmm. I was even thinking we maybe do some sort of, because the BDMs still have to work, so, and there's still going to be changes and whatnot, so whether we get them to call in or video in, you know, maybe we start with the banks that start with A, we'll call up, you know, Shane Potter from Adelaide and Maya from AMP and one of the, either Keller or Josh or Ron from ANZ, and go, okay, you three first, why don't we get you guys to video in for a coffee, because we can't actually do it in person for a while.
Absolutely, yeah.
And talk to us and keep people, keep a bit of normality.
Yeah, I would say that take this as an opportunity to learn tech, to actually use it. Yeah. You're going to use it eventually, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you'll have, if you look at most aggregators in our issued emails in terms of, you know, things you look at to work from home, Zoom, a free account.
Zoom's fantastic.
Google Hangouts, I use that. Yep. There's actually closed captions in there as well, which is really awesome.
Fantastic.
Play around with it, because you can swear, it does pick it up. cash deck, bankstatements.com.au. All these things you must have seen or must have heard about. Now's the time to test it if you haven't.
And again, you probably will have the time on your hands to play with it now.
Yeah.
So why not?
Yeah.
What else are you going to do? Your Netflix is still going to be there on the way, right? So leave that for later on.
Yeah.
Keep some normality about your day. Get up, shower, get changed. You don't get changed like you're going for work, but please get out of your pajamas, move, get some oxygen.
Absolutely.
Go about your day as normally as possible and still keep this going, because if you're sitting there idle time, it's not a good thing.
No. So it's also a good time to revisit your business plan if you have
absolutely.
One. Or if you haven't had one,
give it a crack.
Freaking give it a crack. Yeah. Talk to your aggregator BDM
and
say, hey, I need help.
That's it.
Right? So,
yeah.
But mate, that would be it.
That's probably it. I think the one thing we want to touch on, we're recording this on Wednesday, it's the 18th of March. We might go out tonight, hopefully. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't, tomorrow could be a very interesting one, because if they do an emergency rate drop, who knows what that then means? And we're just
money on it is there will be one.
Yeah, it looks like it's locked in. It's then what the flow on effects are across the board.
Yeah,
and everything else. So let's we might even do this again tomorrow. Who knows?
Will.
But
maybe we should.
But we're going to keep this going, guys. Yep. The main thing we've gone way longer than we probably normally expect to, but just keep the conversations happening, ask us questions and the feedback here. We're more than happy to bring more people in, but exactly, don't panic. Try and remain as positive and normal as possible. And if you can't or you're struggling, reach out.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.